The Library of Lost Time is a Strong Sense of Place production.
Coming up, a gin-soaked mystery set in a New York speakeasy.
A true story about a man who bought a manor house.
Plus our distraction of the week. I'm Mel.
I'm Dave. This is the Library of Lost Time.
This week, I'm looking forward to reading Last Call of the Nightingale by Catherine Shellman. It's 1924, and Vivian Kelly likes nothing more than drinking and dancing the night away at a stylish speakeasy called the Nightingale. A little bootleg gin in Charleston, with pretty boys or girls, help her forget the drudgery of tenement life. But a dead body in the alley and a police raid at the club change everything. So you know what Vivian's only option is.
Solve the crime?
Turn amateur sleuth and solve the crime! Soon she's menaced by thugs from Chicago, hobnobbing with a sexy club owner, Ms. Huxley, and sneaking into the parlors of New York power players.
She sounds like an American Franny Fisher.
She does, and I love it. That's Last Call at the Nightingale by Catherine Shellman, and it's out now.
I'm excited about Downton Shabby.
Downton Shabby?
Downton Shabby, one American's ultimate DIY adventure restoring his family's English castle, by Hopwood Dupree.
Oh, come on. Hopwood Dupree?
That's my story, and I'm sticking with it. This is a nonfiction book. It's the story of an LA man who stayed up late one night surfing the net and discovered that he was the last surviving heir to a crumbling English castle.
Dream come true.
Yeah. He did what anyone would do. He flew to England, and he bought it. It's now a 600-year-old, 60-room fixer-upper on 5,000 acres. And when the book starts, he has no background in restoration, not nearly enough money, and he doesn't know anyone in town. I can't wait to read the story and see what happens. That's Downton Shabby by Hopwood Dupree. And now, our distraction of the week. One of the northernmost cities in the world is Tromsø, Norway. It is home to more than 60,000 brave, sturdy people. It's a beautiful place situated on two islands dotted with birch forests and surrounded by fjords and mountains.
It literally looks like something out of a fantasy story. I'm pretty sure that elves live there.
Tomorrow is a big day in Tromsø. It's the running of the Midnight Sun Marathon. An expected 6,000 people will be there when the marathon starts at 8:30 p.m. Runners will be in full sunlight the entire time because the sun in Tromsø does not set until the 26th of July.
The whole thing has a party atmosphere. There's live music and people wandering around in full-body furry costumes. There's beer on tap. In one of the videos I watched, there was a rainbow arcing over the city.
Definitely put there by elf magic.
If running is not your thing, there are plenty of other reasons to visit Tromsø. You can ride a cable car up the mountain for a panoramic view, or climb the 1,200 stone steps that make up the Sherpa staircase.
At the Polaria Arctic Aquarium, you can explore local sea life and you can feed the seals.
I would love to feed the seals.
Yeah.
If you can't make it to the marathon tomorrow, you could always run next year. We'll share the link so you know when 2023 registration opens.
Or you could be really brave and try their Polar Night Half Marathon. That's coming up in January.
Visit strongsenseofplace.com/library for more Tromsø travel inspiration and details on the books we discussed. And if you are craving all things chilly right now, you might listen to our podcast episode, The Arctic, Otherworldly Beauty That Might Kill You.
Thanks for joining us on the Library of Lost Time. Remember to visit your local library and your independent bookstore to lose some time yourself.
Stay curious. We'll talk to you soon.